The X-ray emission of Gamma Cassiopeiae during the 2020-2021 disk eruption, by Gregor Rao et al. Gamma SAWS is known for its hard and intense X-ray emission that could trace accretion by a compact companion, wind interaction with a hot sub-dwarf companion, or magnetic interaction between the star and its B-decretion disk. These scenarios should lead to diverse dependencies of the hard X-ray emission on disk density. We collected X-ray observations of gamma SAWS during an episode of enhanced disk activity around January 2021. We investigate the variations in the disk properties using time series of dedicated optical spectroscopy and existing broadband photometry. Epoch-dependent Doppler maps of the H-alpha, H-beta, and HI-5876 emission lines are built to characterize the emission regions in velocity space. We analyze 4 XMM Newton observations taken at key phases of the enhanced disk activity episode. Archival data are used to study the long-term correlation between optical and X-ray emission. Optical spectroscopy unveils an increase in the radial extent of the emission regions during the episode of enhanced disk activity, whilst no increase in the V-band flux is recorded. Doppler maps do not reveal any stable feature in the disk resulting from the putative action of the companion on the outer parts of the B disk. No increase in the hard emission is observed in relation to the enhanced disk activity. However, at two occasions, the soft X-ray emission of gamma SAWS is strongly attenuated, suggesting more efficient obscuration by a large flaring B disk. There is a strong correlation between the long-term variations in the X-ray flux and in the V-band photometry. The observed behavior of gamma SAWS suggests no direct link between the properties of the outer regions of the B-disk and the hard X-ray emission, but favors a link between the level of X-ray emission and the properties of the inner part of the B-disk. These results thus disfavor an accretion or colliding wind scenario. This was the X-ray emission of Gamma Cassiopeiae during the 2020-2021 disk eruption, by Gregor Rao et al.